I think you heard that it's doable. We haven't checked it ourselves. And right now, we don't have an active negotiation with North Vietnam because they haven't kept their side of the bargain. But assuming I go there in the middle of May, as now is the tentative plan, assuming it's then agreed, really to implement the agreement, and assuming we then go through with our side of it, of giving them aid, I know they will not accept this the first year, because we have found that they just don't understand the whole process of aid. I mean, Maury Williams, I know, has confirmed this. So with the North Vietnamese, we would ask you to give us a chance to explain to you why this concept will probably not work right now.
Yes, sir. You believe when I make this statement, I'll be 73 in June. I have plenty of security. I don't have to stay in the Congress, but I have to be honest. I won't support this administration. I will support this administration. I'll issue a public statement any time. I'll be in 60 newspapers in Louisiana. I'll leave here, you understand, praise the president, because you know he's doing a good job, and I know he's doing a good job. My own committee, I say he's the greatest president the nation ever had. I say it to Democrats, I say it to my committee, I say it to Louisiana, and I believe it, otherwise I wouldn't say it. But when you get ready to go to North Vietnam, I'll beat you there. Because I made my living something for a long time, too. And I'm on the board of directors of the bank, and I know just a little something about how to talk to people. This is 70% the grant to strike with on account of concessionary terms. But I'm thinking about getting a bill through now. If you set the stage by getting putting it on a long basis, Laos and Cambodia don't say, well, they are not able to pay. You know what they can do 10 years from now. What we're trying to do is develop these nations. You have about to have a development loan fund. And they said they'll never pay a dime of it back. Well, I've handled this ever since you started the fund. Less than 1% of those accounts are delinquent. Is that right? Some of the poorest underdeveloped nations are up to date. So if you set the stage by having Cambodia and Laos and South Vietnam and North Vietnam, Korea under this thing, you can rest assured I don't care the ball for you if you have to stay in North Korea. I don't have to stay in the Congress, but I have to be responsible. And if the president decides he's going to have a bill for North Vietnam, I'm afraid it's going to be the most impossible thing you're ever attempting to get legislation through. But if you have set the stage, it just may well be. They have some people up there that know something about finances. If you're getting it on a 50-year basis, you can say, well, now you're not thinking about aid possibly for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. You people may have a program here that we want to provide this assistance for 10 years. Let me do the selling, and if I can't do the selling, I'll beat you there, follow you there, either way you want it. And if I can't sell this bill of goods, I just pack my grip, come home, support your plan. Don't need to wait until you have seen the other in action.
Well, why don't we talk to you, Mr. Chairman, after we see whether there's going to be any requests at all on North Vietnam, because right now the odds are against.
Well, why don't you move on the basis of what you're requesting on a hill? Let me help you get this bill through. And get it through, and it will certainly, they can say, well, now, the president is following the same basis here he has on domestic program, putting it on a business basis. You can settle this bill. The Congress is waiting for it, that is, the House members. And I simply got some, as I say, anytime you want to know how many Democrats are going to vote for the bill, you call me, then call two more people. And if I miss it over one, you understand, I'll file the other one and by mistake. But I'm trying to handle this word. But don't veto this plan. I'm trying to handle it to where we can get some votes. Now, as the governor of the state of Iowa, all you've got to do is pick up the telephone. I think my vote for the authorization is 3 more votes in this state go around with me.
Let me ask you this.
This is sound.
Let me ask you this. You and John negotiate. What do you want to do, John? You know our problem here. The North Korean is very special to the president. I think so. You know our problem there.
Mr. President,
I don't know if we'll ever be asking for it, but I don't. Let me think. We got to have a little stick between here and there.
When the time
2 years that I was on this job, we had a situation where my first experience with Mr. Passman, he gave me the same treatment that he'd given my predecessor. He kept me 5 days before he
left. 5 days?
Five sessions before he let anybody else ask a question. And of course, in those days, you know, he was going to cut hell out of us. And we'd go over to the Senate, and McGee would put it back, and then they'd write the bill of conference. I found, as I got to know the chairman, that under this posture that he takes, there's a very decent human being.
Well, he's a
very decent human being, and he supported the president, Dixon, all the way, you know, the going was good or rough. And so when we got Proxmire for McGee, and this was a put-up job by the chairman from his state, he didn't like the idea of going along with foreign assistance. Fine old gentleman, he's gone now. But he gave us Proxmire. And I first, just like you always do, and been in this business in state or national all my life, to find out what I could find about him back home. Nobody knew him. Basically selfish, intelligent, pleasant, asked good questions, never listened. And so we tried to work with him. I tried to see him. He has an impossible staff guy. And I swear, the first year he was chairman of this committee, he refused to see me except on the witness stand.
Who?
Proxmire. And from that day to this, it was perfectly clear to me if we were going to have a Foreign Assistance Act, there was only one way we were going to have it, and we had to rely not only on our passman to get them into the House, we had to rely on him to maneuver Fulbright, and now it's McClellan, it was Ellender. The first time we went to a conference committee was Proxmire. Otto was always modest, but we took that committee away from him, the conference committee, and he had only his vote in the conference committee. Proxmire had only his vote. This year, we got Inouye, but the hearings had been held. And Proxmire was impossible, and Inouye inherited Jordan, who is a stinker. As his staff man. And I mean, he is a stinker, this Jordan. Well, anyway, but you know, he's a very decent guy, and my guess is you give him 15 or 20 years, you know, if he stays in the Senate. He's a very decent guy. His basic instincts are decent. And so, he was in a position where he figured Proxmire had been the chairman, he'd held the hearing. And he really couldn't, he had to be on the conference committee. But again, Proxmire was alone. I guess McClellan didn't vote or didn't show up or something. But anyway, so you asked me the question, what about it? We're going to get nothing through the Congress that he won't carry.
That Passman
won't carry. And I'm not a pessimist. I think you're going to get a peace. I think in spite of all this business, I think the North Vietnamese, I've talked to Maury, he's my deputy and so on, that's dealt with them all these days. He thinks they need this badly, and they want it badly, and that they're going to give before you get through with them. And I think you're going to have to ask for, not only because you didn't start it. Johnson started the idea of providing $2.5 billion. And you picked it up, and you didn't put a dollar tag on it, but it became his figure. Then you backed away from it and said you're talking about $2.5 billion, but that would include what the rest of the world would do. And we heard this, what Ed Book said yesterday at the meeting, because that's all nonsense, what Waldheim or the Japanese.
They'll do
practically nothing, and we're going to have to provide the money, and we may have to provide more than that. And I think we're going to have to go down the road of what we can sell. And I know what Dr. Kissinger, he's concerned because these people have been wiped. We get a peace, and I think it was the right thing to do. We agreed.
And they had talked to in terms of grant rather than loan. That's the problem, you see.
That's right. And that's why you can't take this, what somebody started to say, it was, you know, the Dr. Kissinger said, well, let's stay as we are, and then when we get to the point where we got to have aid for North Vietnam. If you're going to get aid for North Vietnam, it can't be more generous from the North and the South. You know damn well, at that point, you can't sell anything in this country where you're going to treat our friends.
Well, it's not to be where I want to help either. Right.
But I think we really don't have any alternative. Now, you don't have to cross the last bridge. And you don't have to do anything today. I talked to, you know, long side years ago, talked to Doc Morgan and Zablocki and Fasal and Maillard and the rest of the people. We can get, with the message that's gone out, with what's gone out, I think we can get the authorization bill in the committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee, not transferred to a requirement that there be loans, but an authorization for no interest or low interest loans or whatever words we need. So that, in spite of what Bill thinks, or maybe doesn't think in the conversation we can get in here, but maybe we're still be talking about the Authorization Act. August or October, Morgan's committee, and start the hearings on the 15th, and of course the first day will be stated by them, and there's there no hearings, and I come in on the 17th, and they're going to break the committee down into their subcommittees, and they're going to hold meetings every day, and the final day for their hearings is going to be June 5th, to say their writings, after it's back from Latin America. Then they intend, and I'm going to try to keep their the nose to the grindstone, report the damn bill out and get it through the House, because I don't think, you know, Mr. Fulbright's playing these games. We started hearings today on his authorization bill, which is only military assistance and security assistance. And of course, he has Rush and Nooter, and I don't know who went for Richardson today. But anyway, you know, they're just playing games with this one. They're going to wait then until the House bill comes over. Then he'll try to marry whatever it is that his committee does with these pieces. And you know damn well that the House isn't going to buy a phase out for military assistance and the rest of it. You want to interrupt, go ahead.
But you need the money.
Yes, sir.
We don't need Fulbright to get this from you. Fulbright is completely left out of this picture. We are not moving on any foreign relations bill. I brought this bill out under room, as you well know. We don't have any authorization bill. You don't have to have an authorization bill. This is the second year we moved it without an authorization. All you have to do is get the rules committed to waiting points of order. You do know that, don't you? We're not moving on a Fulbright bill or a Morgan bill. We're moving strictly on the Committee on Appropriations, waiting points of order. Is that correct? I'm not afraid, Mr. Fulbright.
I'm sorry.
Bypassing the gun. But Dr. Hanna, you approved this loan program, do you not?
Yes, sir.
Now, isn't this true? Let's analyze briefly now, because Dr. Kissinger doesn't have as hard a job as he may think of yet. If we switch this over, I'm sure these people know very well that the President of the United States is the most powerful man in the world, unless you have to have the approval of Congress to get an authorization bill or get an appropriation bill. Now, if the Congress does not give you the money, then you can't spend it. And if you have set the pattern by having a loan basis for Laos and Cambodia and for Vietnam and Korea, you certainly would say, well, but gentlemen, this is it, because the Congress, they just refuse to go along. And these people are smart enough to know that if you give them, let's say, a $7.5 billion loan over a 5-year period, no interest, 10-year grace period without paying anything back, with the right to negotiate this thing later, it won't be a difficult bill of goods to sell. But nonetheless, we can cross it on the first pass for the regular foreign aid bill, and North Korea would come later, and I can only say this
way.
I run into my good friend Dave there, an editor fond of you. He said, don't you ever commit yourself today. He said, don't you ever commit yourself to aid for North Vietnam. I'll never vote for it. I don't believe you could get 50 votes. I don't think you could get 40 votes for aid for North Vietnam
today.
today. I don't think you could do it. And I think that this bill would fail by possibly 60 votes if you had to go before this week for a vote. You have a lot of people not fair. I want out the investment, and it's never hard for me to handle legislation because of your assumed command. It was costing this conflict in Vietnam. It was costing $28 billion a year. All right, 7.3 down to 7.1. And when you take these statistics, you make a pretty good case. And I can assure you, Mr. President, that I'm going to carry the ball for you. I haven't done any other president, but I believe in it, and Bill knows that. And it's not a thing of work I wouldn't do for you, because I've often kidded my friend, the same man that's been elected president 3 times and only served twice, and I'm for it. And it's a kind of a humorous way to put it, you understand, talking about Illinois, Texas, New Mexico, and what have you. Being a Democrat, I get information that you don't get. But I'm going to back you up. And when the time comes to handle North Vietnam, then it'll be the time to cross that bridge. And I just simply believe that I can be an asset to you. I may not be a negotiator. I know something about finances, and I made my living selling for a long, long time. I don't believe that you can get a foreign aid bill through the Congress this year, and there's not a man in the Congress and Dr. Hammond, you know this. I mean, you're a most enthusiastic supporter out there. Tell them, look at the hearings. I said, I don't have to say here. I have to be honest. And I said, if you've got a great president, you ought to back him. I put it in the record, and I leave it there. And these people respect it because I'm just as mean as hell running my hearings. And I used to just cut it. And after I got well acquainted with Dr. Hammond, we learned to work together. And if I may, Doctor, I want to repeat myself. You are supporting my plan on this, are you not? Didn't we have an agreement?
Yes, sir.
And I just think we're all going to have an understanding. If we had the agreement, Mr. Rogers agreed to it, I wasn't going to have to go here and decide I made a fool out of myself if I hadn't been given the green light to go sell it. Well, I did go sell it. And believe me, they accepted it without any reservation whatsoever. Very pleasant at both stops.
Mr. President, I guess suggested that maybe Dr. Hanna and a representative of state and defense sit down and go over this with Otto country by country, because there may be complications, particularly when you get into the security systems.
Well, I think that's right. As I always point out, I think the President will get out of his way. He's got 1,000 things to do. It'll take too long now.
I'm sorry.
There isn't any requirement. I don't think we ask the president, or Otto asks the president, to do anything, to come out and make any kind of a public statement that this we're going to go alone instead of grants and so on. Well, wait a minute. Because a commitment has been made between this administration and North Vietnam, and they think it's a firm commitment, and that they're going to get grant aid. That's what they expect. And if the president or someone's for him says that they, you know, now, when we don't even have a peace, we're trying to get this damn thing moved back to peace, all we have to have is to come out of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House with the authorization for a reconstruction program, assuming between now and the time that it looks like we're going to have a peace, that will permit the reconstruction, rehabilitation, and humanitarian assistance, and always we understand that technical assistance is grant. That all of the refugees and family of humanitarian, all that stuff is grant. That all we're talking about for loans is what has to go in the rebuilding of industries or whatever the hell it is that we have to do. That we got to have in that authorization bill the opportunity for either grants or and low-interest loans. Now, at this moment, Otto won't buy that, but if we get it, we're in a position, and he's convinced then, as he is now, that you can't get the damn thing through the Congress. That's the time to talk about it.
I don't agree with you at all, Dr.
No, you're
going to move off of a solid one. You see, you're going to be one way or the other. And if you're going to have it on a grant basis, of course, we'll take military, like anything under $1 million would be grant. You're all going to be talking about the larger amounts of that. Alone. You've got to be firm about it. Now, you go out there and start, it can be either way, you're going to get this bill defeated. Now, when you get defeated, remember that when you get this bill defeated, then what I'm trying to do will make more sense to you. You can't walk in and say, well, maybe we'll take it this way, maybe we'll take it that way. You best switch this thing over to a loan basis. move off on that. Then when the time comes, we're going to have to have aid for North Vietnam. It should very well be that it's an easier job to sell than you think. On the other hand, if it's not, let it go, Grant. If it comes to my committee, you can rest assured I'll do everything within my power. I'd say, well, it's costing us 28 billion aid, and we were losing 300 lives a week, and now it's down to zero. Is it better to have peace and give these people the $2.5 billion a year for 3 years, or maybe a billion and a half for 5 years? Which do you like the best? You can certainly, this material there that's important. I think really, if you put all the peace together, it's about $30 billion a year. But it's better to give them $2 billion a year and have peace than to spend
300 lives a week.
But I can tell you, and I pledge to you now that I will carry the ball.
Let me say this. I'm totally committed to your loan principle. Totally committed to it. But as a negotiator, I let me say, leave me just a little room there. Just a little room. That's all I need. Because I know you don't want to bust the peace.
My own doesn't cover North Vietnam, Mr. President. If you come up and say we have to have this on the ground, if it can't be so long,
you can't give those senators something better than we give somebody else. That's the problem I got there.
Well, you get your
point is that you're.
You get your. I like this on the up on the bills,
Brother.
Confidentially, there's going to have to be some other way to finance this. I just don't believe it's possible to get a bill through the Congress for North Vietnam. I will get there the way I can. But please, Dr. Hanna, bless your heart, you gave me your support.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers gave me his support. Ford gave him Morgan, and I go out there and I
do. John, here's what I want. They all want the Nixon doctor and the Nixon plan. I don't want this to be the past the Nixon plan, if you don't mind. And I'd like to pass the Nixon plan. From programs that the president has met with the doctor, with Otto Pesson, and decided that we should move from programs of grants to programs of loans, all kinds of loans, in all areas. And say that as far as that only where the shall we say, the national security or whatever you require, lead in that kind of thing. And that'll take care of the technical assistance, and that'll take care of the other, and that'll take care of. You see what my point?
Got another thought?
And you see what I mean? You give us something, how would that sound to you as a possible way to handle this?
Mr. President, let me ask you it and let him answer it. Then you could say, unless previous agreements have been made, either implied or firm, I can help you get out of this. See, so when the time comes, you could put that language in case you've been
accepted. Subject to other agreements.
Yes, subject to other agreements.
Let me see, Dr. Hanna. But, you understand, I want to be sure we don't get in an impossible negotiating position with you. You're too tough on them.
No.
Well,
you look at the number one Nixon support on the Hill. You know that.
I'm waiting for you.
Well, there is no problem with the government of South Vietnam, Laos, or Cambodia. The Korean business, which passed was there last week, and let me just say this. When I arrived in South Vietnam, and Dr. Bunker, who I've known for 25 years, and I told him that it looked to me, in order to get this, that was like a peace, that we to get the reconstruction funding, that we were probably going to have to go along the basis. Now, Chuck Cooper objected. He said this, this won't fly. So I said, Chuck, you haven't listened. He said, you're thinking about, because he started off on the tag that you infringe the credit rating of the country, you get them with a big national debt, so they'll have difficulty borrowing from other countries, so they'll have difficulty borrowing from the. I said, Chuck, you didn't listen. What we're talking about is a no negotiation charge, no payment of any kind for 10 years. 1% for the next 10. And then a negotiable position that you start with some determined, well, wait a minute, you start with some determined interest, 3% or something, but we know, you don't have to say a damn word, not let me finish. We've been making loans, we got $14 billion plus, almost $15 billion worth of aid and aid predecessor loans on the books now. Our problems have never been with the poor countries. The poor countries pay their interest, we pay the principal. Our difficulties are Indonesia, Turkey,
the ones that are,
India, Pakistan, so on. We're arguing on the same side of the
country. You're knocking yourself out of 25 votes. Now, let me just repeat, if I may. You have a positive formula, in effect, and that's item. 50 years, no interest, 10-year grace period, 1% a year for 10 years, and 3% for 30. Now, a lot of these people, I won't vote for foreign aid, but I'll certainly vote for the International Development Association. What do you have to take the record? So stick to that formula, Doctor, at the end of 20 years, at the end of 10 years. Of course you can negotiate. You can get it done. But don't start out implying this is going to be different because I got the idea of a picking of the IDA formula. And let me understand one thing. I'd hate like to devil take my savings for these loans. I'm trying to get to get this bill through. I live with these people. I don't deploy my mind up drinking every night. I'm thinking and making notes all during the night. Going to work, knowing what can be done, cannot be done. So stick with the IDA formula. And I want this. I want, wait a minute, Doctor. Listen, I learned a long, long time ago to let other people take the credit. I don't want the credit. This is to be the part of Nixon doctrine. I learned a long time ago, these people who want to get all the credit, you understand, leave them alone. I don't want any credit. I want to back my president up. And I'm going to back him. Don't even mention my name in this connector because the people are envious. I handle my bill successfully, you know that. And I don't want to lose any support that you may get otherwise, but stick my name to it.
Well, what I want you to say is to say it with, to me, what you said at the very beginning, the first time we had this discussion. And that is that I know and you know that some of these loans aren't going to be repaid. That 20 years from now, we're not going to be here. Somebody's going to have to face up if the country is like Niger or some of those damn countries, the loans are not going to be paid. But on the other hand, if they're like Algeria or some of these other countries that got great petroleum or something else.
Go get me a picture of that. That's a lot. Listen, I'm a board director of the bank. We know plenty of these $200-$300 loans we're not going to collect. It's a matter of not being criticized by not making certain loans. I'm not. Let me make you this, Mr. Fred. We're having a lot of flood troubles now in Louisiana. I don't want to be alarmed.
Why not we make you a disaster area, didn't we?
Yes, you went down to the region and so there you went. You got the very appreciative. I want to say this picture's going to be in my papers on my day.
It better be. There's some damn thing here.
Going to have to be a... Yeah, I'll leave this on your desk. These are my reports.
Thank you. I wish I could tell you more. Listen, I'm going to care for all.